Okay, so let's get back. So we skipped a little bit, or shmeared, I don't know what you want to say. We did Taisis quickly. We got to the last kash in Taisis, and we wanted to do this shock on the Taisis with the famous Marma Makkum. So let's read the last kash again. Miyu kasha, Taisis has a kasha. Now it's here, the Gemara is in a boy, did we have Shita? And Migo ibn Makam Chazaka. You have a Chazaka, ain't other Parea talks mano. With Amigo, he could have said, Parati Achazman. And that's in a boy, Dilo Yipshita. So tonight, Yubama is Prague Beshamai. Yubama is Shamra talks Shoshim Yom Non Avalti. So this is, I checked again the Gemara, that this is sort of after she was, the Maisi divorced her. He gave her a get. But she says the get doesn't help because we never had Yibam, so we were never married. So we're still Zakuk LeYibam. Because when you're Zakuk LeYibam, you can't give a get. You have to do either Yibam or Chalitza. So Kaivin also. So you can't be Kaivin also. That's why the changes here that the guy puts in, because once there's a get, you're not allowed to do Yibam anymore. I don't believe. So it's Kaivin also Lachlos. Lachar Shloshim Yoim. So then he's believed. Since he's believed, so then she's not believed. So Mavakshay Manu. So then we ask him to please do it as a chesed to her. In other words, he's not Mechuyev because he's believed. And Taivis says it's a bizayin for him. So we can't really ask him as a chesed. Like Zen then is a chesed. But Mavakshay also, we ask him to do a favor to do because she won't be mutter otherwise. Before I show him, so after 30 days, she's not believed. So after Shoshim Yom, she's not believed because she's going against the Chazaka of Lo Mugin Shenafshe. But apparently, there's no Chazaka, so she's believed. Exactly why she's believed, I'm not sure why she has Nemanis more than him. But if there's a Chazaka against her, then she's not believed. I fractize this. I've got this amigui. She has amigui. So she has amigui. So it's amigui versus a chazaka. The boy amreina yachal abolai in a menace. So it's amigui versus a chazaka. So just like over here, in our Gemara has a suffix, amigui versus chazaka. That the shaila is. The Migui fights against the Chazaka, and we have a Shaila who's better. So we over there also, she has a Migui against the Chazaka, and yet she loses. So we see over there clearly that a Chazaka is stronger than a Migui. We see over there that a Chazaka is stronger than a Migui. So we pointed out that this doesn't stem with the Nachas David, but I don't want to go there today. That the Nachas David learned that that everyone agrees that Migui is stronger than that Chazaka is stronger than Migui. The only shaila whether the Chazaka is Edim, and then you can't be Megareet. It's not Edim, then even though it's stronger, but you can Megareet. Okay, so that was Davis went out of a Kasha, quite an Achlis Dav. Okay, so that's Davis's Kasha. So we said that we wanted to read today the Shach. And the Shach comes along and answers Davis's Kasha, even though that's why the hashkafically a big machlokes? Whether it's good to answer Taivis's kashas or bad to answer Taivis's kashas, right? There are definitely many achrayim that say that answering Taivis's kashas is a chisarin because it's a raya that what you're saying is wrong. Right? That's what we would say in our yeshiva, right? If you have a chiddush and answers Taivis's kasha, so it's a raya your chiddush is wrong. But I guess the Shach didn't hold that way. The Shach held, maybe because earlier, that if an answer Tavis is Kasha, Tavis leaves it Shver, and it can answer Tavis is Kasha. So that's very good. Okay, so let's read the Shach inside. So this is what I sent about 2 days ago. It's the Shach in Simen Pei Beis. That's Klale Amid Gui in Simen Pei Beis. And it's Ois Yud. Okay, so there's two halves in the Shach. We really want mainly the second half, but we'll read the whole thing to be Yeah, say the whole thing. So that's the first half. We'll try and read quickly. Oh, goes the Medarke Moshe Smack. The Ayin Le'il, Simen Ayin Tes, the common Simen Sam of Tes, Sad the Gimel. Shein Omer Migui Malkam Chazaka. Adkan. Now, there's one of the Claudia Migui, is that Migui, we don't say Migui when there's a Chazaka, where it's in, at least in our Gemara, it's in a boy, the Oli of Shito. He's saying we don't say. Kain the common Simen Sam of Tes, if Abaga. Ain Omer Migui Malkam Chazaka. Toro Mashem Yad Adam, the Chazaka Shu Shalom. Is a chazaka, whatever he's holding is his. I don't know what kind of chazaka that is, whether that's a, but he says, amigo, he loses to that. I don't know, I'm not sure if that's the same type of chazaka or a different chazaka. Okay. You know, we're learning chazaka only, umdinas chazaka, so I don't know. Priyo, reish, simen, zep, bago, kabikotel, yishiv, amina, migi, welcome chazaka. Now there we have a case. We do say Migi Makam Chazaka. Kain Le'il Sif Sosman Ayin Ches. If that, I mean Migi Makam Chazaka. So we have a Sira. Sometimes we don't say Migi Makam Chazaka, and sometimes we do. And it's a boy Bishas Reish Perik Bava Basra Ifshato. So it doesn't make sense. How come sometimes we paskin we say Migi Makam Chazaka, and sometimes we paskin we don't say? Well, it should be a boy the Ifshato.
It sounds like he's equating Muchzak with a Chazaka Mundana.
Yeah, okay. Because why? Which case is a Muchzak?
Gabi Katan Hayit, Hayisi, and all these things. Isn't it the Hitzimaman? An Ashtar or something?
Katan Hayisi, Migi Makam Chazaka. What Chazaka is there?
The Star, no? It's not the Star.
So that's an umdina. That's an umdina. Okay, I didn't go through all the cases. I don't know. That particular case is an umdina. Okay. So that
you're saying the words, you know, the komashu who yad ha'adam cheskashu who shalai. So he is
an umdina. Because how did you get it? That is also considered an umdina.
Okay, I'm okay with that, but is that what he's doing? Is he saying that basically every chazaka is an umdina?
No, not every chazaka. There's a chazaka the mekar is not an umdina.
No, a muksak. Not every chazaka. Every muksak.
Not every muksak. A muksak, we know how you got it. Let's say we have a suffix if your cow gored his cow. So you're muksak. So there's no, the fact that you're holding the money is not a raya that your cow didn't gore the other guy's cow. So that's just a din of a mutzim echaveh a raya. But here when we have a suffix, if this object is yours, so then the fact that you're holding it is a raya that it's yours. If it wasn't yours, how'd you get it? Right? If we have a shayla if you owe money, so then the holding doesn't prove anything. But if we have a suffix, if the pen is your pen, and you're holding it, so the fact that you're holding it is called Chazaka Kol Ma'adatachas Yadda Hu Shalo. Pashtus, that's also an umdina. Because if it wasn't mine, how'd I get it? You since it's not Gaidris, it doesn't walk. So how did I get in my possession your object? So I don't know. I could be these are all umdina dika chazakas. I didn't. The ones that I know, they're all umdinas. I didn't check them all. I apologize.
Okay.
Visara Klamar Shane Chazakos Daimizurizu. Not every Chazakos is the same. Kamashkada Simon Zesif Af, the Gimme Shane Luki Yosef. And then Luki Yosef says that here in our Sugit. Okay. Within near the Ashi Mashiko David Rage Public Basha, Serve Taf Hey, Vikusha. Am I the boy Jose Mina Migam Bokam Chazaka? Then the brand close mano, Vizena Shano, Miyokosha. Okay, so he's basically, his first answer is to answer Tysus that not every chazaka is the same. Some chazakas are stronger than others. So apparently the chazaka lo muki inish anafshe is stronger than the chazaka of ein adam pareach tzav zmano. So the chazaka of ein adam pareach tzav zmano, we have a suffix if migui beats it. But the chazaka of lo muki inish anafshe, there's no suffix, and definitely migui does not beat it. Right? That's easy. Once you say that, there are different levels of chazaka, which is once you swear the nachas David, chazaka is obviously means many things. So just chazaka here just means umdina, but there could be different levels of umdina.
So just arbitrary.
What?
It's just arbitrary.
Not arbitrary. It's chazaka is a certain level. You get an umdina, it's called chazaka.
So the Gemara had a suffix in Rish Lakish. And when it comes to Tysus, there's no suffix. There's no that's his answer. There's no suffix
because the chazaka in Ein Adam Pareach Tzav Zmano happens to be a stronger chazaka. Now there are different levels of chazaka.
Weaker.
No. In Ein Adam Mugi Inish Anafshe is a stronger chazaka.
Yeah,
okay. I know I said it wrong. Okay. Anyway, now we get to the next answer. The next answer is where all the Torah is, and all the Torah. But let's see if we can figure this out. Torah's question is not fair. Why? She has a migui. What's her migui? I could have said, Eini Yachol. Why, if she would have said Ena Yachol, she's Nemenes? Because of the Chazaka, they need Shem either Panecha Nega Baina. Kedisa Hasem Behedjim Shatz. So the whole the Nemenes leave me with a Migui that I could have tainted something and I would have been believed. But you with the thing that you could have tainted, you're only believed with a Chazaka. Kedisa Hasem Behedjim Shatz. Again, and since the taina of Eino Yoko is only is believed in a chazaka, so that taina is davka hasem to like a chazaka mina connecta. So obviously, you're only them in Eino Yoko if there's no chazaka against you, because if there's a chazaka against you, so it's two equal chazakas. Asha ain't gave me a vama shomer no nevalti. When she says no nevalti. So the Ika Chazaka in a connector, now you have a Chazaka of Ein Adam of El Muki and Shanafshe. So Muki and Shanafshe. So now, so it comes out, it's a Chazaka against Chazaka. So of course, you're not, of course, she's not Nemi with the Migui, because the Migui is only working with the Kayak of Chazaka. The Migui is only working with the kayak of Chazaka of Eini Shemi'iza. And the Chazaka of Eini Shemi'iza loses to the Chazaka of Lo Muki Inish Anafshe, because it's a standoff, two equal Chazakas.
They bring down that.
Let me read the words. The ego, I got that. I got them. You know, I'm saying that. I got them. You know, like the number of the time in the Chazaka, you know, the Pretox man. It's not compared to any of the Pretox man with the Migo years. I could have said, I paid Akas man. He didn't brought the Akas man. I never buy so tiny Atma. He's been sad Atma. You don't need a Chazaka to make a Nemet. But all you know, speaking the time Chazaka, you're not Nemet with the. With a chazaka, Masha ain't gave me a vama. Can now kach nearly bar. Then he says, "Ain't akesh. Maybe you're gonna be stubborn, and you're gonna argue, which sounds like the most obvious argument. But is he saying it's only stubbornness? The side Islamigo. You know, what do I care that the tainted that she could have tainted would have been emin based on a chazaka?" But in Maizah, she would have been Emin, because if she would have tainted it, she would have had a Chazaka, and there's no Chazaka against it. Besides of Islam, Migui, Dana Yachol. Pitana, Dana Yachol, is an Emenes. So the Lord said, "Connect the Chazak and the Minish in a Shenahashe." Holasa. So the Adiv or Tainus and Menes, Mikoach Migoy, Mitainus Migoy Atzma. You can't be better with the Taina that you're Taining more than the Taina that you could have been Tainted. Okay, I think I can stop here. Well, okay, we have to keep on reading the Taina. But okay, so what's he saying? He's saying as follows. The lady comes in and she says, no, Nevalti. Why not stop? That's going against the Chazaka. She says, I have a migui. I could have said, Eino Yacho. If she would have said, Eino Yacho, she would have been believed. Why would she have been believed? Because there's a Chazaka of Eini Shemi'iza, and there's no counter Chazaka. So she would have been believed. So therefore, since she would have been believed, so she has a migui to say, Lo Nevalti. But since she's only believed because she could have said Eino Yacho, and Eino Yacho is only nemen with Chazaka, so the taina of Lo Nevalti is also only nemen with the strength of Chazaka, and therefore it loses to Chazaka and the Borei Atzmano. Now they say, Chazaka no mugin eshanafshes. Wrong Chazaka. That's what he says. Okay, do you is that good enough? We should
repeat it, please. One time again.
I'm sorry. I'll repeat it many times. The lady, we're talking in the Dara. The lady comes in and she says that the Yavim did not have beer with me. The Yavim has a chazaka that I did have beer because of Muki and Ishanavshe. People don't wait 30 days. He married her 30 days ago. And we have an umdina, a person who will not control himself, will not be able to control his Yetzirah, his Taiva, assuming he has the ability to have beer. There he would have definitely had beer within 30 days. It was a chazak. So she says, okay, but I have a migui. And what's my migui? I could have said, you're Eino Yacho. Now we know in the Gemara here in Baba Basra has its side that migui can be the chazaka. Gemara's a suffix. So Tzayvah's kash is, according to the side in our Gemara, that migui can be the chazaka. Why over there in Yavamis doesn't her migui that she could have said no Nevalti? She could have said Eino Yacho. So she has a migui. So believe her that he says no Nevalti against the Chazaka. And for the Shach, because it's different over Yavamis and over here. Over here, the migui is I could have said I paid Lachazman. If he would have said he paid Lachazman, he's Neman. Not because he's Neman, because he's a Muxvik. Doesn't need anything to make him Neman. But over there, if she would have said, Eino Yacho, why should she be believed to say Eino Yacho? The answer is because she has a Chazaka of Eini Shemi'iza. So now, if she would have said Eino Yacho, there's a Chazaka of Eini Shemi'iza. There's no Chazaka against her, so she would have been Neman. But it comes out that the Maisa, the Nemanis of Eino Yacho, is only Chazaka.
I'm repeating,
please.
I know, but right in that step, I'm not asking anything. If she said, right, if she said, Lona Valti, she would be believed because of the Chazaka. But you're saying, if I was a liar. If I was a liar, I would have said that, but maybe. You didn't say that because you don't have the guts. I'm just a simple cheshbon. He's saying, if I was a liar, I would have lied and done something against what nobody does.
Well, maybe this is also me'iza. Either way, is me probably me'iz. One second. I could have said Eino Yacho. So you're asking, okay, I don't know. But this is not the shot. You're asking if it's Eino me'iza. She could have said Eino Yacho. And Eino Yachol is because of Eino Damei. You're stop asking a kasha on Taisus. You're saying Taisus says give her a migui that she could have said Eino Yachol. Maybe she doesn't want to say Eino Yachol because she doesn't want to be meis.
I didn't chop that. You're saying she's believed because of Chazaka. That's a raya. I'm telling the truth. But you can't say if I was a liar, I would have done something that nobody does. Then you wouldn't be me.
You're asking a kasha on Taisus.
When let's say within the 30 days when she says Lani Valti, so she is Ne'emenes, right?
Yes.
Is she then Ne'emenes also Mikoach in Isham Izo?
I don't know. Maybe. If she's Ne'emenes of in Isham either, then it's very simple.
Right. Right. That would answer
this question. Right. Okay. So I don't know. But
that's really key. The kasha here, Sarah Chi and Gadol, is that there is no chazak of Isham Izo because she's already out.
That's a different question.
That is the kasha because there is no chazaka. It's not working. Not working with chazaka. So the shach has no basis.
Okay. But we're working with the shach. We're working the shach. That's not. I hear the question. But okay. Anyway. But let's work with the shach. Let's bring also a kasha on Taisus. So a kasha on the shach. It's a kasha on Taisus.
No chazaka. Then the shach doesn't start.
Oh, because but the type is Asikasha. But you ruined my review, people. Type is Asikasha that she should be with a migui. She doesn't have a migui because she couldn't say in a yachol here because it's after she's divorced. But okay, anyway, but let's go back. Let's go back to the review. So again, so type is Asikasha. Why don't we say in Yavamis, when she says no nevalti, acher shloshim yom, so she has a migui, she could have said eino yachol. If she would have said eino yachol, she would definitely have been believed. So therefore, since she has a taina that she could have said that she would have been believed, maybe we should give her a migui to believe her. With what she is saying, because that's every migui. Believe me, what I'm saying. If I wanted to lie, I could have said something else. So she has a migui. Now that migui is finding chazaka of lo mukin eshanavshe. So it's migui. Welcome chazaka. That's why this is kasha. Says Rekiv Hager, but the maisa, if she would have said eino yachol, she's not stam believed. She's believed because she has a chazaka. So when we go ahead and say, believe me with a migui, believe me when I said no nevalti, with a migui, that I could have said eino yachol, since the taina that you're saying cannot be better than the taina that you could have said, so it's considered as if she's believed with the taina of no nevalti with a chazaka. Because since the taina of eino yachol is only Naman based on a chazaka of Ein Isha Me'iza. So the taina, the migui says, give me the same strength of Namanas to the taina that I am saying, which is Lo Nevalti. So it comes out that the taina of Lo Nevalti is only Naman with the strength of a chazaka. So Memeda, it's Pashin, it loses to the Chazaka of Lamukin Eshanavshe, because Chazaka versus Chazaka. Then he said, maybe you'll be Ma'akesh. And say, what do you mean? It's that the Ma'is, if she would have said, Eino Yaakov, she would have been believed. So the Migui says, I could have been believed. So it's a Raya, I'm telling the truth. Who cares why that you would have been believed with a Chazaka? He says, no, because he says, I don't know if I was clear or not, still not clear.
Very good. Okay. Just the last step. Repeat the last step. Then what was the in la actions? Repeat from there.
Logically, what he's saying makes no sense because the Maisa, if she would have said Eino Yachol, she would be believed. So why do I care why she would have been believed? Okay. Migui says, if I wanted to lie, I would have lied. I would have said a better lie. So right, we don't care why you're believed. The Maisa, I know the halacha is, I learned Shulchan Aruch. I saw the Shulchan Aruch is, if I say in a Yoko, I would be believed. So if I was a liar, I would have said in a Yoko and saved myself the tzara. So I have a Migui. So why does it make a difference why Eino Yocho is believed? Doesn't make a difference. You have a migui, right? Because all you thought a migui is, believe me, that I'm telling the truth. Because if I wanted to lie, I could have said a lie with, you know, would have been better. There wouldn't have been a chazaka against it. So the mice, I could have said Eino Yocho. It's a better lie. There's no chazaka against it. I Eino Yocho's them and only what we call a chazaka. So what? I don't care. The mice, I win because Eino Yocho doesn't have a chazaka against it. So I have a perfect migui. I could have said Eino Yocho. Therefore, I have a perfect migui. So believe me, then when I said no nevalti, says the Shach, there's some kind of principle that the taina that you're saying cannot be better than the taina you could have said. And since Eino Yocho is only Naaman with the kayach of chazaka, so therefore, when you want to believe you with a migui of lo nevalti, you only name it with the kayach of chazaka. And since you only name it with the kayach of chazaka, you lose to a chazaka of lo muki and a shanafshei.
Right.
The problem in the Shach is that this rule that he says that you can't be better than what you're coming, the diva tana medical migui, tana is migui as well, doesn't make any sense. What kind of rule is that? Because since the way we understand migui, the raya is not telling the truth, because if I wanted to lie, I would have said a better lie. So as long as you would win, you have a migui. Doesn't make a difference why you win. You would have won because of the chazaka. So I'm nice, I would have won. So my migui is, believe me with what I'm saying, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said, lo eino yocho, and I would have won with flying colors.
Right.
So, you would have won with a chazaka. So what? So what if you would have only won with a chazaka? The maizah would have won. Why do I care why you would have won? I would have won, so I have a migui. So the shach, parshat pshat, doesn't make any sense.
Right? Thank you.
So this is a famous shach. So comes along. Everybody knows this. Comes along Rabbi Chanan. And Rabbi Chanan says, it's in the Chelek Sheni, famous Rabbi Chanan, that from this Shach, he proves a tremendous Yisayin. What's his tremendous Yisayin?
The Kayach HaTaina?
Yes. He says, you see, that the Shach does not hold the Migui is a Raya. If the Migui was a Raya, this wouldn't make any sense. But it's a kayach ataina that the whole way migui works is that you get the kayach of the taina that you would have claimed. That's a kayach schus taina. Schus taina means that somehow or another, since you have a winning claim, you have bitus on that kayach, and you can use that kayach somewhere else. But it's not that it's a raya that you're telling the truth. Right? It's nothing to do with a raya that you're telling the truth. It's the transfer of the kayachas. So I have I'm going to say a running battle, but this I, for one thing, I mean, for many years, I do not, I refuse to, and I don't refuse, but I do not like go with them much. I don't want, not that I'm Roy, but I get, I don't agree with that, Rabbi Khan, because first of all, I don't think it's against, I think what we would have said, that every single Akron, every single Sefer learns Migui as a Raya. To say that all of a sudden the Shach is saying, is going against everything and body in the world is very, very strange. Especially, so let him say so. You know, that he says, the Eina Akesh. That's his Eina Akesh is, he's asking the question. So his answer should be, you don't understand how migui works. Migui works because of schus taina. So he should have said that. Ve'ena ake shavsav isay migui. Right, so obviously when he's asking the Ve'ela Akesh, he's not learning Zchus Taina. Right? Because if he's learning Zchus Taina and the Ve'ela Akesh, there's no Ve'ela Akesh. So when he's asking Ve'ela Akesh, he means he understood Migui the normal way. There's a Raya. And that's his question. Ve'ela Akesh is Saisov, it's like Migui, the Ve'ela Yov, so I have a good Migui.
Maybe
there
it means the combination.
He says, so according to the Rav Chanan, in this line, the Ravadiva Tasha Man, we call Migayatmo, the Shach is changing Ganshas in one line, and he's telling you that you got Rav Chanan and Migui. Migui is not Raya, Migui is Chustaina. You know, that sounds very far-fetched.
Levy, may I suggest something? Maybe the Shach is making a combination. He's saying, my Migu is a Raya, but only as strong as where it comes from.
Why should that be?
Because we know there are different levels of Taina, of Raya, right?
Yeah, but why? But the Raya is, if I wanted to lie, I could have lied. So what's the difference? What's the difference where it comes from? If you wanted to lie, you could have lied and you would have won. So why do I care if you would have won because of a chazaka, or you won without a chazaka? The ma'isa, you would have won. Right? That's the problem with
the
shach.
That's the kasha, right?
Can I, in within a Bachanan system, could it be that even the havimina the shach learns chustaina, but he didn't think, he thought that just mattered in terms of you can't be more neman, but not that it should matter the reason why you're neman.
Okay, I hear that. I was thinking sort of that when I was saying that question, but it's still very strange that means that the shach in this piece, you know, the ma'isa type is asakasha. It's pretty clear in all the svarim that they're learning migui as a raya. He would have lied. They say by migui da aza because he wouldn't have lied. Migui de betray. Taibis says there's no migui because you don't know what the other person's saying, so you're worried. It's very clear in many, 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 many places that the migui is working with the regular, simple pshat of migui. So it means, like here, the shach, when he's coming along to answer Taibis's kasha, he's like in the middle of the klalei amigui, he decided to change the whole pshat of migui. And like, he doesn't say the words as chus taina. It doesn't. It's not like he's explaining. It's not like the shach said. You know, like if the shach was revolutionizing migui, this is a little bit short a place to do it.
Can Rebbe just explain this? What is the difference between this raya and chus taina? I don't know. I'm a little lost. These are a lot of words.
Okay. You have to know yeshiva sharet. I see you're not yeshiva sharet.
I start all over again when I come to share.
Okay. We know there's such a thing called migui. Migui means believe me what I'm saying, because I wanted to lie, I could have said something else. The way people normally learn shana migui is that it's a raya, because if you were a liar, you would have said the other lie. So why did I say this lie? Must be that I'm an honest person. Therefore, there's all kinds of rules in migui. You don't say migui when the other taina is ha'aza, because maybe I didn't say the other one, because I didn't want to be mayed. You don't say migui if you didn't think of the other taina. We have reason to suspect that you didn't think of it. You don't say migui. If it's migui de betray, so there's a reason you wouldn't have wanted to say the other taina because the other guy didn't want to say it. I don't know. So, but the simple pshat of migui is, believe me is what I'm saying, because if I wanted to, I could have said something else. Comes along Rav Shimon is the first one that says this. In order to explain that there is a day of the Migui D'Aza does work, whatever, and there's a so Rav Shimon wants to say, and Rav Chanan, who's a Talmud of Rav Shimon, says it also. Rav Chanan says it in the Chedek Beis. He has a piece on Simon HaMigui, but it comes from Rav Shimon that no, Migui is not working through a Raya, because really everyone has the Kasha. This is, you know, I'm jumping, showing off my bikis, but the most famous kasha in the world is, what's the raya of migui if you wanted to lie, you would have said a better lie. But now that it's paskin and the Shulchan Aruch and Migoy is Nemen, so it's not a better lie anymore. So once there's a Din Migoy, then there's no Din Migoy, so it's circular. So that's like one of the most famous kashas in the world. So if Migoy is a lie, they're telling the truth. But now that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you believe in Migoy, there's no longer a lie, they're telling the truth. So comes along, that's a famous kasha. The Major Tzivoy outside kasha. Many people ask that kasha. It's a very cute kasha. I hope you hear the kasha.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier. I thought Rebbe one time said maybe Bamatzia is an easy. It's an easier way of saying.
Okay, I did say that. But the Maisa, that they're not so bashed. Maisa says in the Shulchan Aruch that they're both Nemen. So the guy looked in the Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, you say Harati, you're Nemen. You say Mizuyev, you're Nemen. So what does he care why you're Nemen? So one's Nemen for itself, and one's every. But comes along Rav Shimon, based on this guy, whatever, he has a bunch of rayas, and he says a revolutionary chiddush, but that Migoy is not working on a raya that's telling the truth. Because there's no raya that's telling the truth, because one, like we said, once the genus that you're naming with both, there's no raya. You picked whichever one, they're both good, so you picked one. Migoy is a whole different shot. It's not because there's a raya that's telling the truth. The thing called Chus Taina, that since you're believed with Taina A, so that gives you a certain kayach, you have a certain bivis, a certain, you have the right to be Naman. So you can transfer your right of Namanis to a different Taina. Once you have a right to win with Taina A, so you own the right to be Naman, so you can transfer that right of Namanis to Taina B. Why that should be, I don't know. But that's Rav Shimon. So Zchus Taina, Rav Shimon says that Migoy can work through a system called Zchus Taina. It's nothing to do with a raya that you're telling the truth. It's not a biur. It's a din. That's Rav Shimon.
We're seeing the other Taina in this Taina.
The kayach of the winning Taina and transferring that kayak to the losing Taina. So the losing Taina gets the kayak of the winning Taina. So therefore, it's not because it's a raya that if I was a liar, I would have said the other Taina. No, there might be reasons why you didn't want to say the other Taina. Or maybe you didn't think of it. But we transfer the power of the winning Taina. You have the right to transfer that power to the losing Taina. So then, if you learn Chus Taina, so the shach is very simple. Since the winning Taina only wins with the kayak of Hazaka, so when you transfer its power, you can only transfer the power of Chazaka. So if you can only transfer the power of Chazaka, so Memeda, you now, then there's a Chazaka against you. So it's Chazaka against Chazaka. So so you lose.
But you still have the transfer power. You still have some kind of transfer power.
Yeah, but I only transfer the Kayach and Namanis. If I would have said Eino Yachol, I'm not Stam believed. I believe because of the Chazaka. So my power of Eino Yaakov is the power of Chazaka. So when I transfer that power, when I have somehow another a right to transfer my power to a different claim, and I say, take the power that I have of Eino Yaakov and transfer it to the claim of No Nevalti, so you're transferring the power of Chazaka. So it comes out that it's as if Lo Nevalti is Nemen with a Chazaka. Because you're transferring the power. That's how Migoy works. Migoy gives you the right to transfer the power that you had of on the winning claim and transfer that very power to the losing claim. So then if you would say that, then the shakra is very simple. Because the winning claim's only power is Chazaka. So you can only transfer it to the losing claim which is lo nevalti, the power of chazaka. And once you transfer that power, so it will lose to another chazaka, because chazaka versus chazaka, so it's equal. They neutralize each other. But the problem is, what we were saying, what we read with Rabbi, is that Pashtus, then if you would say this, he didn't really have an Eina Akesh. Pashtus is Eina Akesh is, if you learn Migui with Araya, then the Eina Akesh makes good sense. Because he's saying, you know, he says, if Migui is Araya, I'm telling the truth. So then if Pashtus the Shach doesn't make sense. His Eina Akesh makes sense. Because why do I care that you be believed with Eina Yachal, with a Chazaka, but a Maisa, you be believed. And since you would have been believed, so we have a Raya that you're telling the truth because you didn't say the Taina that you would have been believed with. So it's a good Migui. Except the problem is, what is his answer to the Eina Akesh? So that's where we get stuck. On one hand, to say he means chus taina sounds very daichik. On the other hand, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe in the Dharam, he wouldn't win against a chazaka. She wouldn't win against a chazaka in the Dharam. When she wins because of kleicha taina, because she has a chazaka, ain't isha meis pnei bailo.
Yes, if Lu Yitzur, there would have been a different chazaka there, she wouldn't have won. Mm-hmm. The two chazakas are equal. That's what he's saying, the Shah. So it happens to be that in the Dharam there was no chazaka there. But if there would have been a chazaka there, she wouldn't have won. So now when you're taking that power and transferring it to Eino Yachol only gets to the power of chazaka, which loses when there's a different chazaka against it.
So I'm saying, just what does Tosis hold? The Shach's answering Tosis Kasher. What does Tosis, the opposite? If you don't say this, what does Tosis hold?
You can't ask me that question. If I don't understand what Shach is saying, you can't ask me what Tosis hold.
I'm saying, what's the opposite of that?
Doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
Maybe can I try an explanation, maybe?
Yes, please.
We know that there's certain migos that we say you can't say this migo, like a migo de ha'aza. We say you don't want to make that other taina, because that's a ha'aza. Or like we said, with the two Aiden, we don't know what they would be planning together, so they wouldn't do it. Could it be that there's like a middle ground? Yeah, that let's say over here, she prefers not to say the taina of Eino Yachol because she has to come onto the emanus of In Isha Meizat Panea Neged Baila. She would prefer not. What?
What does she care?
Maybe a person would prefer to make a taina that he is neman, you know, straightforward, without having to come onto some kind of an emanus.
So then you just stop killing the migui.
Oh, so you're maybe it's like the middle ground that we say that instead of saying that it kills the migui, we say, you know what? Let's take that and superimpose it on the taina that she's actually using, and if it could still stand, so then she could say the migui. And normally it could still stand. Here, when we superimpose that neman, that she's only neman because that nemanus, it will be killed by the counter chazaka.
But I don't hear this right. If you're saying she doesn't want to say it, then you stop killing the migui. How do you not kill the migui, but you make some kind of limitation? Why?
If we're able to take the reason why she wouldn't say the other taina and apply it to the taina that she's actually using, and that taina will still hold.
But she doesn't want a taina. The migui is a raya, because if I wanted to lie, I would have said the other taina. She doesn't want to say the other taina. Okay? There's no migui.
No, but if we're going to take whatever chisaron of the other taina, the possible chisaron of the other taina, and we're going to apply it to what she's actually tying, then it shows to me that it's not a problem, that she's not avoiding that taina because of this reason. Meaning we could be chayshish that maybe she doesn't want to because of this reason. Yeah, so if we take that and we will apply it to the taina that she's using, yeah, and her taina will still work.
She didn't want to use that taina because she was nervous maybe there'll be a chazaka against her.
No, not because of chazaka against her. Maybe because, you know, a person, I could come up with this for a person would prefer not to have to come on to some kind of a chazaka of ne'emanus. I might come and say that that's the reason why she didn't say that other taina. So then we're going to say, one second. If we're going to take that, you know, that, and we will apply it over here, and she will still be believed, then you can't come and say that that's the reason. That because of that, she's not using that other taina. I mean, we're choshesh that maybe she doesn't want to use that taina because she doesn't want to come out to Ne'emanos. But if we now take this chazok on Ne'emanos and superimpose it on the taina that she's actually saying, and it will still work, that proves to us that that was wrong, that she's not avoiding that taina.
I don't know. And that's his word. You know, he asked the question, Ve'ena Akesh. When he asks Ve'ena Akesh, he doesn't agree with what you said. And his answer is,
that's
supposed to fit in what you're saying.
That we have to take whatever Chisaron the other Taina has, apply it to the Taina that she's using, yeah, to prove that she's not avoiding that Taina for that reason.
Okay, but it's very, somewhat chosin. Like, when he asked the Kasha of Eina Akesh, he thought that that it's a perfectly good Migui. So he doesn't accept your svara that she doesn't want to win with a chazaka, right? Because if she was working with that chazak taina, he would have an eina akej. So then his answer is like so much chaser in there. His answer is that really she doesn't want to use a chazaka, and therefore we have to go ahead. I mean, it's like so, you know, it's such a, I don't know, it sounds like a very hard thing to put in. It's like, I don't know. That maybe let's read further, because he's going to bring a raya. But this is a big question. As I told you, if I count it, was hacking me. He had hacked me. He told me he has a hope shot. But okay, you have to go catch up by counter and get his shot. But let's read further. He says, Teda. He brings the Teda. What is this Teda?
Eli Kaufman from Dallas.
What?
This is Eli Kaufman from Dallas.
Eli Kaufman, which no, I said Counter.
Which Kaufman are you talking about?
Counter. Naftali
Counter.
Naftali Counter. I saw him at his granddaughter's wedding last week. That's where I was.
From Boca?
From Boca. But his daughter got married in granddaughter got married in New York. I went to a wedding last week. So he told me at the wedding that he has a hope. He has a shot in this, not like the Beer of Yudim shot. So okay, Beer of Yudim also has a shot in this, but okay. Teda, what's this Teda? The Elav came. If you won't say this, you say Tikshi. Oh, that means a B'shas Kuvah B'Soyf Nidarim. V'Nem Enes Lamarino Yochol Mitam Chazaka. We say that the reason why she's allowed to say in a yako, because of the chazaka, then enisha meiza. Timkein amai ain't a menace of yavam k'shamer known about the name of the chazaka, the ain't a meiza. Why don't we say when she says known about the also? She has a chazaka of Ein Me'iza. And a vadai, Bisham the Ika Nami Kinagda, chazaka the Mugina Shanafshin. In other words, if she would have said, no, Nevaldi, she would have been believed, she'd come along and say, Ein Isha Me'iza. And in the Enochin, there'd be a chazaka against her of no Mugina Shanafshin. So there,
Then you could say one is stronger than the other. That's all I'm saying. That you could say one is stronger than the other.
No, right? He doesn't go with that. He's working it out with the assumption all chazakas are equal. That was one start. That Tavis's kasha was based on the premise that all chazakas are equal. So he's also working that premise. So now he's saying a statement that if she would have said no, she would have chazaka to say, Eina Me'iza, except there'd be a chazaka against her, no mukin and shenafshe. Urahokin ami, tok shloshim kaifim. The tok shloshim, we force him to go ahead and listen. In other words, you know, they're saying Hokinami, the reason why I talk Shloshim she's believed is because Chazaka ain't Yishum Iza. Dinavkein Tikshay, my talk Shloshim Tehina Menes. Yishim in Ayavim. In other words, Tam Akasha talk Shloshim, why is she believed? Must be because Chazaka ain't Yishum Iza. And Avada Nam Yishum Chazaka, they ain't Yishum Iza.
Hello.
So,
yeah, how are you?
Today, the Akar Shloshim, the Umra known about the having Mamish, Kumoshatone, no Yako. So, the Akar Shloshim, when she says, known about the, when she says, Tok Shloshim, known about the, she's Nami with a Chazaka of Eni Shemiza, which says Akar Shloshim known about the. It's also has a Chazaka Eni Shemiza. Now you can watch on Eni Yaakov. They could also know it's an Eni Chazaka Eni Shemiza. Hoki Nami in a minute because of Eni Shemiza. He'll go to Akar Nami, Dika Nami, Chazaka, we'll get a Shanafshe. Okay, very unclear what it, you know what he added, but he, I don't know what I should say. They're just speaking out. Okay. Anyway, there's a few other pliat sumas in the shach. So the first pliat suma in the shach is we don't understand. We don't understand what is this svara that migui can't be better than the taina that you came from. What else is pliyah the shach? Shmuel, what were you saying in the beginning? We might well just, now that we read the shach, we might well put down the other problems. What are we talking about, Rekiv Eger?
I think that's Rekiv Eger's kasha. I'm telling you that Lamaisa, she's already memashah. She's not... There's no svar that chazak altogether because of the fact that she's already divorced. She's already out.
Right, so it's on the shach. You know, the shach says, see, in the Rekiv Eger and the Taisis says she has a migui. Okay, on Taisis says she has a migui. The boy Amreino Yaakov. So the shach tells us, the shach says that there, if you were to say it, Eino Yaakov, she's believed only because of Chazaka, right? The Tavis doesn't say that, but the Shach says that. The Shach says if she would have said Eino Yaakov, she'd be believed with a Chazaka of Eini Shemeiza. So, Fraktikasha, if she's only believed with the Chazaka Eini Shemeiza, then you stamp kill Tavis. So, this is how Kasha makes no sense because. There's no svar of any either pastures after she's divorced. So how can the Tavis ask Akasha give a believer that ain't that Lonivaldi with a meek? The case is the guy after he gave her a get already. And now she says, yeah, very good, you gave me a get, but you never did Yibum to me. So you never did Yibum to me. So she says that she's still married, but he says, you're a liar. I did give you a get. I did a yibum, and the get works. So the fee, his shita, they're divorced. So you're saying, so Tavis asked Sakasha, believe her with a migui, she could have said, ain't a yacho. She wouldn't be believed in ain't a yacho, because ain't a yacho is only nemen. With a chazaka of any, the shach says ain't a yagol's only nemen because ain't shemeiza. But if we don't believe her, then you're not married. So then there is no svar of ain't shemeiza. So it's circular. If you believe her, then she's married. Then there's a chazaka of ain't shemeiza. But we don't. With the starting point is we don't want to believe her. You want to give her a chazaka to believe. You want to give her the chazaka to make her nemanis. So you can't give her. If she would walk in, this yavama would have walked in and said, "Ain't a yacho." We wouldn't have believed her. because we would have said you're really that you were married and really you were divorced and there's no house anymore. Right, you know, you people, everyone's so quiet. Now there's so it's the combination of the shach with Taisus that makes absolutely no sense either. Taisus says that she has a migui, this very case. She has a migui, she could have said Eino Yachol. He quotes the Gemara in Nedarim that she's believed to say Eino Yachol. Now the shach tells us, China, that Gemara in Nedarim, that the reason why she's believed Eino Yachol is because of Ein Isha Me'iza. So then this lady, who the husband's saying that she's divorced already, and the assumption before she said anything, we assume that and we assume he had Bia, we assume that get works. So there is no chazaka of Ein Isha Me'iza. So what's Tavis's Hokasha? Right?
I'm saying he's Tarach Ibn Gadol here. So Rebbe's taking that as a regular kasha. I'm saying.
Right. So this is really, if you look on the side, I think this is that guy's Imre Baruch is asking this also. Right? Yeah, I don't know, you people. I don't mean look on the, I don't know what the sheet I sent you. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's there. The bottom, on top of the Chochma Shlomo. There's a Haggai's Imre Baruch. So it starts about, it says there's Shach Sitkot and Yud. It's around, right at the, on the right-hand margin. There's Haggai's Shachma Shlomo. And on top of that, there's this, it's chopped up, and it's Haggai's Imre Baruch. So he said, Sarachian, the Hazam Ma'ag Shagita Yad Mitachas Yada. Let's do it, though. She's not trying to stay married to him. She's anyway not going to be married to him because he can't. But if he's there, Yavim, and Yavim saying that you're totally divorced, we call the call. And even she wants just to get chalitza. So Kibadov, Akhar Gersha, he's saying, I had Bia, and then I divorce you. Ain't all those kuka, but I wish though. Right? That's his kasha. The way he's making it sound like that the shach holds that Ein Isha Me'iza is even for by a former husband. But, you know, that's what he's saying, that Mehechi Taisi is such a thing, that there's Ein Isha Me'iza in such a case. I don't know. But that's a bab kasha on the shach. So there's two questions on the shach. Pashas are not connected. One kasha is assuming migui works the conventional way of raya. So who cares that you would have been believed through a chazaka? As long as you would have been believed, you have a migui, which is what the shach seemed to ask in the Enakesh. So what's this yisayin that you can't be better than the taina that you would have come from? And the second kasha is, how could he say that the reason why she's believed is because of the chazaka Ein Isha Me'iza when we're talking about after the husband divorced her and she's not married? There is no chazaka Ein Isha Me'iza once you're divorced, right? Pashas, I don't see any connection between the two questions.
Just one thing. Tosfos is trying to prove a yesod of chazaka versus migu. Right. If Lemaisa, it's not exactly the same, whatever billionth degree of dakas that is, it's not the same. To prove it, even if it's not answering everything, I'm just saying it's certainly maybe the shach has a recht to say it's not exact because what is coming from chazaka, even the bureau world, it's still not exact. We can't prove the yesod of the Baal Basra that, hey, that's what I'm saying.
It's exactly the same because migui says, I believe me what I'm saying. If I wanted to lie, I could have said a better lie. And it's exactly the same. You have Parshat Shot over there, except for the Imre Baruch and the Reki Vekas Kasha. Parshat Shot over there, you have a perfect Migui. if you have a perfect migui, so it's exactly the same.
But as we pointed out, it could have been attacked. Maybe that's what Sandy was. It could have been attacked on two fronts. That migui could have been attacked on a migui front. It could have been attacked on a chazaka front. Whatever the svara is.
There is no chazaka there. So you can advise such, the whole yisrael of the migui is that I know halacha. And that's why I would have tainted the better tainted. So I know that that tainted would not have been attacked because there is no chazaka against it. I know, I did my research, and I know that if I would say Eino Yacho, I would win with Eino Yacho.
Because everyone's told us that the more svar as a person has, the more holes that are, I think Rebbe said this, that there's okay. the more defense you have to put on because you have to defend all fronts. You're opening up more sides to have to defend yourself. Something like that. There's a svara. It's not equatable if that svara, the winning svara, would have been something that you would have had to defend from many sides of the territory. There was something like that.
I don't know. You know, this is, you know, the Shach is coming to answer Davis's kasha. It has to be pretty, you know, not like it has to be pretty good.
Yeah, as long as it's not the same, it already answers. As long as it's not the same. Right.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not ready to buy that yet. I don't know. Okay. So you have what to think about over Shabbos. I really don't know if I wanted to go over this again. If you people have a chat on Shabbos, I'd like to hear. I don't know. I don't know if we should continue on Sunday or we should go weiter. I don't know. Whatever you people want. We can go. We can continue on this. Because there are pshatim in the Shach. But okay. What?
I'm in favor of continuing.
Okay.
I'm also in favor of continuing.
Okay. So we'll try and continue. So then you can think about the Shach over Shabbos.